confusion. Who wants to feel everybody else's fear? So thank God we separate as long as we crazy. I'm so glad that I can get away. You know, suppose you couldn't. Suppose it was like an absolute crazy nut case. And you're no matter where you went, they was right there with you. You couldn't get away from it. Actually, you're glad you can get in your car and drive off, which is the best, most peaceful thing that could happen between the two of you until you get in touch with love, and all you're experiencing is love. There's no need to separate because there's total freedom. I mean, why don't we want to be joined? Well, because we think there's some limitation involved, some restriction at some level, or we'd all be jumping to join. So the truth is, it's set up where we will not really join completely and know each other's thoughts at a conscious level and really connect until we're going to do it without attack. I'm glad. Anybody else glad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm so glad I'm separate. I don't know what to do. Yeah, because in reality, I'm not. But if in the illusion, I'm not going to be experiencing love back and forth, coming and going, I'm glad I can separate and join with who's peaceful part of myself and separate from the not peaceful part of myself until I'm able to be at peace with it. It's all myself, but I'm glad I can hook up with the parts of myself that I want to and leave the other parts of myself alone so it can heal. It's all me, but at this level, I can pick and choose, in most cases, who's going to be close, right? Some situations you just faded because you chose before you were born to have that experience, like your child and your family and some stuff like that. You know, those people, they're like your, the Course in Miracles says those are the people who give you unlimited opportunities to learn. So they chose to be an experience so they could just give you a lot of opportunities to see if you can forgive. Isn't that great? They go by the code name, children. Relatives. I think that's great. So don't forget the code name. Y'all got the code name? That's third level relationship. That's what the Course calls a third level relationship. It says that most relationships are temporary. That it's actually normal to have temporary relationships and not lifelong relationships. Okay? It's normal to come together, learn as much as you can from each other at the time, and then appear to separate. That's what the Course calls the second level relationship. So many of us are second level experts. Are really good at having relationships that don't last. And if you do, stop beating yourself up about it. It's normal. It's not abnormal. It's normal. It's more unusual to have a lifelong relationship with somebody. Got it? So if you want to, you can let go of some guilt, and you can let go of some of that belief that you don't do relationships well. You do them so well that you learn the lesson with that person and move right on to the next. So, you know, pat yourself on the back is what you should be doing.
See, you could accept that as true, and you could really let go of a lot of negative energy around how you think you do relationships.
Okay? If you hear the Course correctly, the Course in Miracles will always absolve you of guilt. If you hear the Course in Miracles incorrectly, you feel more guilt. That's how you can tell when you are misperceiving. The purpose of it is to release you from guilt, fear, and anger. So if you're feeling more of it, you obviously are not hearing it correctly. Like, for instance, if you think you don't do relationships very well, and you just heard a second level relationship is normal, that you come together, learn as much as you can from the person, then appear to separate, if you're willing to hear that, then you should have let go of some of your guilt about some relationship that didn't last if you're feeling some kind of anxiety or fear about it. You should be going now, oh, okay, we learned as much as we could from each other at the time, and we've now separated so that we can have our next lesson. The pain comes in when you learned as much as you can from each other right now, but you're insistent on hanging on to each other. That's not the same as recognizing you have things in the relationship that you want to go past together, and you're both choosing to work on those things to go past them together, but you are trying to go past them together and not trying to blame the other one and make the other one wrong. So if you're in one of those relationships that all you do is clash All you do is clash. You've learned all the lessons you can from that relationship right now. And I'm talking about the ones you can't choose your way out of very easily. So don't mention your children. Those are just excuses not to let go of the ones that you can. Whatever you get, remember that. When you're looking for the loophole, it's because you're afraid to do what it's asking you to do. And actually, depending on how old your children are, you can also choose to have a relationship with them too. It's like, if you notice, the animal kingdom don't waste no time. You might need to take a hint. Because if anything, it kind of looks like it's getting reversed now. Instead of leaving the nest, they never leave the nest. Or come back to the nest, which is okay if you make it easier on your parents. And they'd be glad you're there if you're making it better. Let's always remember that. Nobody has a problem with somebody who they're reaping a benefit from. So if you're going to be in this situation, bring some joy to the people that you're in the situation with. You know, if you're going to live with your parents, make them go, I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you never leave. That's how you know you're in the right place. They want you there. Hint. If you get your bags on the street, it might be a hint that you might need to go somewhere else, you know. Because it always means that there's something better that's available to you that you're denying yourself with your obsession on the thing that's causing you pain. You're not trading pain for void. You're trading pain for joy. But be careful. You may be looking for your happiness to be colored blue, and you won't accept it any other way. And your happiness is colored green. A lot of people doing that. Their happiness is right there, but they don't see it because they've already decided what it's supposed to look like. And if it's not looking the way they decided it should look, then they don't even see it, and it can be right in front of their face. I'll ask you one more question. All the relationships in your life that you have challenges with, most of them, aren't you the one who gave them the phone number? Aren't you the one who entered it? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So keep in mind that you're the common denominator in every relationship you have. Not the people, but you. So it might be a clue as to who might have the problem and who might be the answer. Both of them. You're the problem and the answer. And that's great to have the problem and the answer in the same place, because if you had the problem and the answer in the same place, then you can get a healing. Isn't that cool? You know, I want love, but there's nobody loving me. Well, the problem and the answer, not in the same place. The problem is I want love. The answer is I need somebody to give it to me. Nobody's giving it to me. So the problem and the answer, not in the same place. So you know that there couldn't be a true situation, because there's no such thing in a true situation where the problem and the answer are not located in the same place. I want peace. I want you to give me the peace. The truth is, then, that's making the problem, me thinking I'm lacking peace, and the answer, you giving me peace, in two different places. So this couldn't be true. So if the problem is that I'm not peaceful, then the answer must be that the peace must be somehow within my own perception and within me to find, because I can't be separate from the problem. Okay? If a person feels guilty and they don't love themselves, then they set it up where they can never receive what they want as a form of punishment. So therefore, they constantly look for their happiness to come from something they have no control over. A person that's decided to punish themselves seek their happiness in situations, circumstances, and people they have no external control over.
Can you say that one more?
Yeah, someone who doesn't believe they deserve to be happy and are trying to punish themselves always seek their happiness somewhere else other than where they are and what they can have. You got me? That's always outside over there. It's always tomorrow, 6 months from now, when I finish school, when I finish this training, when I finish this workshop, when I lose 10.